Mr. Mayne.
Mr. Mayne.
Chairman, I've got to pop up and see the cartel operators at Amcor at 11 o'clock, their AGM started, so it's my last contribution for the day. Apologies, I'll be leaving. I'm sure you'll be disappointed.
Our loss is Amcor's gain, Mr. Mayne.
I want you to deal with two other issues. The first one is just the situation regarding the possible legal action for the ripping up of our licence without compensation. What's the reality of the situation with this? I mean, at the end of the day, the government can just, if they want to, retrospectively legislate the compensation away, can't they? I mean, they ultimately have that power to do that. Now, is our approach, we'll fight them on the beaches, we'll take them all the way to the High Court no matter what, or are we, in reality, facing a situation where we're going to have to deal, and things like our wagering licence, which expires in 2012, plus our future participation in the Victorian pokies industry, will in reality actually become the cards that get played, and we're actually not going to see that money. Is that a fair characterisation of our negotiating position? We have been outrageously dealt with, but at the end of the day, the stroke of the legislative pen when you have a legislative monopoly is pretty hard for a company to fight. Now, the other question relates to this story in The Age recently about the $20 million offer to Clubs Victoria. The follow-up story in The Age started, the headline was Tabcorp denies bribe accusation. The first paragraph was gaming giant Tabcorp has denied it paid a rival $20 million not to bid for a licence to break its poker machine duopoly in Victoria, arguing that payments to Clubs Victoria were part of a sponsorship deal. Now, I find that a bit hard to believe when they're quoting from a specific document from our CEO saying that, quote, the condition of the offer was, quote, that Clubs Victoria, quote, refrain from participating in any bidding process for gaming licences and issue a press release by 4 p.m. that day stating that the plaintiff supported the current gaming licence structure and that there should be no changes. Now, clearly, it looks like we've breached competition laws, etc., by offering a big inducement for a potential rival to enter our market. And I just find it a bit ingenuous for you to come out and say it was a sponsorship deal. I mean, let's be honest about what on earth you were doing here and just say, you know, we got caught and we're now going to have to deal with the fact that we shouldn't have done this, accept that this was inappropriate and move on.
Mr. Mayne, on the first issue on the our legal claim against the government, I mean, there is no doubt there is a level of complexity in this matter. If you go back to the original documentation, I think it is abundantly clear what the intentions and expectations of all parties were. And we are currently constructing our case based upon all of that documentation. The manner in which that litigation will proceed depends upon the nature of the legislation that the government introduces. And at this stage, the legislation relating to the new format of gaming in Victoria has not yet been presented. We cannot finalise the completion of our claim until we see the nature of that legislation. Obviously, there are issues relating to sovereign risk. It is not our expectation that that is where the Victorian government will head down. But I can't comment any further until we see the substance of that legislation when it comes out. But to be honest, these are complex issues from a legal point of view, and I think that our expectation is that the matters will have to proceed before the courts until the matter is resolved. From a personal point of view, I think it is something that should be resolved across the table between the respective parties. I don't believe in this day and age that the best way of resolving disputes of this nature is to employ vast armies of lawyers on both sides. I think that Tabcorp has better use of its funds for its shareholders and I would think that the Victorian government has better use of its funds for the benefit of its taxpayers. We are open to sit down with the government and to resolve these issues, but at this stage, the information we have from the government is that is their intention to see it pursued through the courts. And if that is their method of resolving it, then we will proceed in accordance with that course of action. In relation to the articles in The Age, we regret those articles. As you correctly point out, Tabcorp has issued an unequivocal denial of the matters that have been raised. We stand by that denial. It involves legal proceedings to which we are not a party, and allegations have been made in accordance with those have been made in the course of those proceedings. I can't enter into it in any greater detail, simply to say to you that we do not accept the allegations that have been made. We reject them unequivocally. We rejected them at the time, and we stand by that position. Number one.